You're coming through my computer. I'm gonna kill everything.
Oh my goodness. We're supposed to be relaxed on Sundays.
On the Lord's Day. No, so it's not working. All right.
Okay, so it probably is. So hold on one second. Hold on one second. Remember, you have to go onto your Zoom. You have to go onto your Zoom and you have to click that little fucking thing on your mute button, the little triangle. You just have to make sure that your settings are on the Yeti. The Yeti needs to be plugged into the computer and it should be able
It
to
doesn't
read.
say Yeti any, so I have to restart it again, I
Is
guess.
the Yeti plugged into the computer?
Yes, the Yeti's plugged into the
Okay, all right, all
computer.
right, all right, all right, all right. Pull it out and plug it back in. And if you do have to reset the computer, don't pull the Yeti out when you shut it down. Like, leave it, like, make sure the Yeti is plugged in when you turn it back on.
You should just be able to plug something into a hole. I've lived on this earth for upwards to 33 years, and
33.
upwards too. And
Yeah,
so
pretty
usually you just plug
upwards.
things in and they work.
Okay, but pretty upwards. Can we agree on that?
All right, I'm going to restart my computer again, third
It
time.
didn't read when you plugged it back in.
Third time. No, the only
Okay.
reading so far has been between you and I.
Okay.
I will.
All right. So just
All
leave the Yeti plugged in. And just restart the computer. Don't shut it down. Just restart it.
I'm
I'll
leaving the
see you in
meeting.
another 20 minutes. I think the world needs to acknowledge how amazingly patient I am. Like, that's the thing. The world never sees how patient I am because it's always pre-show patient.
Welcome back to the Gay Power Half Hour, the only gay podcast on the internet that's just like a total solar eclipse because we are happening everywhere, but most people in the world can't see us. We're your co-host, Starboy Lunar Modulator Casey, and the burning sensation you get in your eyes when you look directly at the sun, Tony Soto, everybody.
Blinding beauty. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to GPHH, everybody. We are now a Sunday matinee. That's when we're recording. So I don't know when you're listening to us. We haven't decided. The solar eclipse is going to blind a lot of people, Casey Lai.
Well, hopefully the person that it gets the most is Donald Trump, who will probably look directly into it yet again.
Yeah. But yeah,
yeah.
He didn't have them. Like, he did. He just did a quick peek up. Oh, wait, he did put him on after he did it because he was probably like, that hurt a little bit.
Right.
So a lot is happening right now, Casey Lai. The world, it's getting apocalyptic, Queen.
Like, well, are you saying that's because of the, you know, back for millennia, a solar eclipse, people saw it and they assumed something cataclysmic was going to happen. So
you know that I be on the TikToks, you know, we might have talked about it a few times. And there's, you know, you get a lot of perspectives from that little app. You know
sure.
what I mean? That little app.
Yeah.
A lot
you
of
kind of get the perspectives that are prescribed for you based on the algorithm, but sure, a lot of perspectives.
So do you all know the 2017 eclipse that we had, you know, the one that like signified that Trump being president was the coming of the devil? Well, that went one way, right? And so now this one is going to go the other way. And it just so happens there's going to be an X right over the Midwest. Sorry, the Midwest. I'm sorry, but something's happening to you, apparently, to the internet. It's like saying goodbye, America.
maybe it's a bow. Like a bow that ties it like a present.
Yeah.
Or is it more like
maybe there's treasure there. Maybe it's an X marks the spot situation. Look, I'm not.
What if it's Clinton, Illinois, that the direct X is on?
Listen, no one wants an apocalypse more than me. No one wants, for what's it called when they fucking ascend? A rapture. Than me. You know what I mean? No one wants that more than me. So it can prove a whole bunch of Christians wrong because they're not going to fucking rapture. Because
it'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be fun. However, like this eclipse is coming and people are getting all in their head about it. There was just that fucking earthquake in New York City. It was like a 4-point-something. A 4-point-something is nothing to sneeze at. It would make the news here.
It's the second highest earthquake on the Richter scale they've ever had. The largest one was a 9.11. The second time I've made that joke today, friends. If you're just tuning in, I did that one earlier.
Delivered, yeah. The first way he did it was not well done.
Is that
the one you did on stage? You insane.
Yeah, I delivered it. Yeah. I delivered it by plane.
Did it bomb like the towers, or did it fucking?
Was inside it did.
Did people like it? People enjoy the joke.
It killed on the inside.
Shout out to New York. Listen, New York, I'm not going to give you any flack about, and I'm not going to take away your experience with this 4-point-something that you all experienced, because your city is not built for any kind of movement, but nothing. Mm-hmm. Like you're all built too high and it's rickety and it's old. So.
Yeah, I mean, you could barely withstand planes running into your buildings. How about what is an 8.6?
Yeah. I know. But I'm going to tell you, y'all need to learn to not run out to the streets. Like, look, we might have to be reminded that when thunder happens here, that lightning also happens, because people do get struck by lightning with their umbrellas and whatnot on the beach. However, I thought it was just common knowledge not to run out the goddamn streets when you have an earthquake, especially when you live on like a 6 or 7 floor walk up. You're going to die in a stairwell.
Yeah, well, they haven't been taught. Although my question is, do you have an earthquake pack or kit?
Girl, every time we get even a little bit of a rumble and it makes the news, like my Brita's not even filled. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. So like you don't know how you're going to react in that.
No, I have, and that's the thing too. That's why I'm not faulting these people in New York, because like I've lived here almost a decade and I can maybe count on two hands how many earthquakes I felt, and like none of it was ever like, ooh, you know, I was never like, ugh, you know.
I felt one. There was one in Santa Monica. I was in Santa Monica in the office, and it rumbled the office. It was the first time that in my life, because I've lived in California for 15 years, and I felt little tremors before. This was the first time that it was like building shook. I'm a girl?
Yeah, you're a fucking girl.
In which way? Hysteric? Hysterical?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't get hysterical until after the fact. Then you don't even realize what it is in the and you think it's just a large truck, and then you realize it's an earthquake and it could have shook you to death. And being in Santa Monica, you have to think of the tsunamis.
This isn't me coming for women by any means. I'm just saying that if Casey was in those times, he would absolutely be prescribed a vibrator. You know what I mean? They would just be like, just to tamper down that fucking voice alone. It's like,
I will take the vibrator and one chaise lounge, please. And then, put her in the insane asylum. She's cooked.
Shout out to Russell Connolly, who's just saying he finally caught the live stream. See, look, we have a fucking audience because we're doing it on a Sunday. And what else are you going to do but watch two faggots yell at each other? So I'm just saying the world and on top of that, you know, let's not discount the fact that, you know, they just set up like what, 6 red heifers to Israel because Israel's trying to start the apocalypse. They want to build that third temple so bad. They're chomping at the bit.
Wait, is that real?
Yes, that's real. Like they are trying to fucking listen. They are trying to kickstart this apocalypse, and Christians are happy about it. They're like, "Ooh, that means all the Jews got to convert or die," you know. And the fucking poor Muslims are like, "Where are we? God damn it! Can we just get some bread? Have a little bit. We just live for fuck's sake."
Convert or Die is, I will admit, the worst new reality show on Netflix.
But I'd watch. Do you know about the red heifer thing? Like, it has to be a specific, like, South Park did a big old fucking thing about it in, like, the early aughts. They did an episode about it.
I don't specifically know about the red heifer scenario. If you have, if six red heifers makes an apocalypse or something like that.
Just
that
so you know, they are looking to do a blood sacrifice. They fucking bought these red heifers from Texas.
And old red heifer, she ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be.
Listen, PETA, if you are worth your salt, you'd be on this like crazy, because there's a lot of pretty red cows that are about to fucking get killed at the ripe young age of 3 or 6. I don't know. I don't read the fucking bullshit. However,
well, a million hens were just put to death here in America
because of the bird flu.
So. Yeah.
Oh my God. And bird flu was passed to a human for the. Listen, it's over. So all you people who are like, I can't. Oh, I want to buy a house. Oh, I want to fucking do this. It's why. Why? Just spend your money the way you want to spend your money. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Don't think that you need to do it either. Renter for years. I'm going to tell you, they fix shit if you have a good landlord. I don't understand these people. It's like we are on borrowed time.
Yeah. Don't build a house. Build a temple. A third attempt.
I mean, here's the thing. This is the thing. If they couldn't have got it in the second try, why are we giving a third one? This is where I draw my line. How dare you? Yeah, and let's talk about
it. So you admit they built 2 fire temples. And I will say this was several thousand years ago. So maybe they had been there for a long time.
Yeah, that doesn't make them any less murderers when they fucking target people who are trying to get fucking food aid to people. Not once,
bad luck,
twice, but 3 times. Oh, why do you ask? Why did the Zionists, why did the evil colonizing Zionists kill foreign food aid people? It was dark.
And their bag looked like a gun. Apparently, one of their bags of food looked like a gun. I'm not sure what type of food it was. Perhaps, I don't know, a bag of one banana. What looked like a gun? How'd you confuse it? Was it a baguette? Was the baguette the issue? The baguette was what got them killed?
It's literally just giving, and it makes people, and it should be making people rethink this whole Hamas and the human shield things, because once they start killing white faces, oh, do you see that? Suddenly, do you know that there is an epidemic of black and brown women here in this state or in this country that are being abducted, killed, murdered, disappeared, and no one's talking about it? And 2 white bitches from Oklahoma end up fucking missing, and that makes news, and everyone wants to know where these white Oklahoma bitches, that's what it is giving over there. It's like, yeah, let's say Hamas uses everyone in human shield, because listen, if you are a brown man, you are fucking either Hamas or you're a human shield, and it's all fucking lies, it's all fucking bullshit. There, it's never been about that. They just want to annihilate that land so more colonizers can have beachfront property.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The Jared Kushner of it all too, saying that's really valuable land. Very valuable land. Doesn't really help, nor does it that the defense minister says similar things. Yeah, I mean, they gotta go. Gotta stop killing people, gotta go. And it is a bummer that it took, you know, I mean, we'll see. National outcry, we'll see what happens, but now or never, because it's close to genocide. I mean, it's close to annihilation at this point.
But I'm gonna give that I don't know the gentleman's name who is the guy who's in charge of the world.
Jose Andres.
Right. I'm giving him his fucking flowers because he's doing the press tour
incredible
now, and you know. He's saying all the right things that appease Zionists and Zionist sympathizers for sure, being like, oh, Israel's right defensible. But he's also saying it's like you can want that, but you can also want Palestinian people to be alive. You know what I mean? You can
want two of the same things.
And you know, he's fucking getting interviewed by that fucking awful Martha Raddus fucking Zionist sympathizing ABC Disney loving bitch. And it's like they're saying that your organization was intentionally targeted. Do you believe that? And you know, his answer is eloquent, and I'm sitting there being like, I would be like, Yeah, you fucking bitch. I do. I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the difference between your podcast and his giant worldwide organization doing its best to help people, because he can answer a question like that without saying, fuck you, bitch.
Well,
and
sometimes,
it's helpful. Listen, and sometimes, and I'm not saying, no, you're both needed in this world. You're both needed in this world.
Sometimes you need to fuck you, bitch.
You're both needed in this world. I agree. Well, you're a fuck you, bitch.
Movie? What is that movie? Is
fuck you, bitch. My favorite movie.
No, what is that movie? Is it News Radio? It's like that guy has like that momentous breakdown where he's like,
oh, it's know. New. It's Broadcast News. Broadcast News.
Well, whatever yeah. it is, you know, audience, Google it.
And I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
I mean, it's that situation where we have to have more of that, and you know, it's like, I don't know. I hate that it happened, but I also hate that it takes white faces to motivate the world, because literally 30,000+ people have been annihilated from this world. Family lines yeah. have been annihilated from this world. Like, legacies have been annihilated from this fucking world. Colleges and hospitals have been annihilated from this world, because we keep saying like tunnels, like Israel didn't have a fucking time or a hand in building those tunnels, because they helped build Hamas because they wanted to keep fucking West Bank separate from fucking Gaza. It's all, you know what, but let's move on.
I guess a happy Sunday,
because you really? Know what, I'm trying to be more measured, because I'm trying to be, because here's the thing, I feel justified and validated in the past 6 months for everything I've said about what I've said. Like, because at this point, it is nasty. And they are treating us like we are in the 50s. That's how we're getting our news. Like, we are only getting it from three channels. And it's like, bruh.
Well, I'm with you on everything until it becomes about how, like, we don't have any access to information. Everyone has access to information. You got to look for it. And the problem with the looking for it is that you also need to have some sort of like understanding of what is like actual news. And I agree with you, you're not getting it from the channels, but also, like, you know, nothing ever changes, you know? And so if you want easy bullshit news, you're going to get easy bullshit news. If you want conspiracy theory, you can go and find those too. And if you
want
to find
actual from
facts,
Gaza,
yeah, no, I agree.
Who are
and
reporting,
you, and that's what I'm saying.
Whenever
that's what I'm saying.
They
you
have
get
the
that.
Internet.
But plenty of people have access to that, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And but we are being governed by people who act like we don't have that. Like, you get fucking Kirby up there talking about his bullshit, and he's still fucking spouting off the same lame ass crap. And it's like, bro, we know what's going on. We've seen 100+ journalists be murdered and decimated in Israel because they didn't want coverage from the inside, because they don't want us seeing emaciated children. That's the fucking thing. They don't want, as they keep saying, there's no famine. Oh, there's no starvation, because they don't want that, as we have fucking disgusting protesting Zionist colonizers chomping at the bit at every fucking gate, holding up fucking aid.
Well, this is the measured Tony that you just heard him proclaim that he was.
Measured. One state, give it back to the Palestinians, and then all the Zionists who can play nice can stay.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's not get into that, because, you know, again, it goes back to,
I stand by it. Just because we are.
I want to know more about the solar eclipse and what we're supposed to do. Prepare for it astrological standpoint. Tony, you just had Lisa Chenew on your show. Does she have any insights into?
Her
how to clean your crystals on. On a solar eclipse.
I'm sure her insights are so measured. But here's what I'm saying to you, America. Take off those glasses. Look up. It's fake news, baby. It's all fake news. They're telling you that if you look at the sun, you'll go blind. It's lies, baby. It's all fake news. Do what you want. Take them off and look the fuck up. Let's bankrupt Jeff Bezos, because that's what's going to happen. There's going to be some fucking yokels in the fucking flyovers. Some mouth breather who loves his sister is going to look up because they got fucking Amazon glasses, and it's going to be like literally what you get when you get x-ray glasses. It's going to be a blue and a red one.
Well, you know, hopefully 3D. I saw it so big. Last thing I ever saw. Big ass eclipse. I got it right in my eye. The X marks the spot. It sure is, because the only thing I can see now is a big old X, which I'm happy about because I love Elon Musk and I love the letter X.
Do you know who is crushing it right now?
Elon Musk.
Can we talk about who's crushing it right now? I don't know. Did you? What's the Bill O'Reilly thing? So South Korean women are crushing it right now. And I'm going to say that that's probably a controversial stance because it could be. Did you freeze again? Oh, my God. Look at this. It's every time I am about to be. Who knows? Even on a Sunday, she freezes.
Hi.
Hi, where are you? I just texted you. You didn't show back up here on the YouTube. Hi, you're back.
Hi, we're back. Oh. Now, you have a shitty computer.
I don't think that's true.
But everything was going fine until you started spreading false information on YouTube.
So where was I?
You were false information. I don't want to even bring it up. It was false information on YouTube.
Well, no, this is for editing purpose, you son of a bitch.
You said that you should look directly into the sun during an eclipse.
Okay, great.
False information.
Great,
on YouTube.
Great.
You said...
I mean, obviously, it's missing. I'm not... But I'm saying that do not in good faith think that everything you buy off of Amazon is gonna be, and this is looking up into the sun. I feel like they're making too big of a deal about the fucking overpopulation of these small racist hick towns in Texas, and the great migration to the center of who gives a fuck just for this thing. And they're not talking about the real thing, which is you're gonna go blind.
I also think we had also moved on from that point. And what I had mentioned Elon Musk, and you said, you know who's blowing up?
Oh, yeah. Is that where you from?
That's where we actually stopped. Yeah.
Well,
that's where
I wanted to be. Thank you very much.
Well, let's get back. I'm sorry. It's hard to always pinpoint exactly where you are, where you start, because there can be miles apart sometimes.
How dare you? Let's move back to South Korea, where women are basically destroying the lifeline of their country.
Is that what you were talking about when we froze?
Yeah, they're kind of slaying it. You know what I mean?
They are. 4Bs.
So look, here's the thing. Here's the 4B movement. Casey, do you know about this?
I do know about it.
Tell me what it is.
The 4B movement is like a feminist movement in South Korea. It was like a TikTok thing that started it. I wonder where Tony heard about it, guys.
Not from that. No, really?
No, not from that.
Literally. So I have.
You only watch disaster TikToks.
I want you to scroll through my TikTok so you can see.
Never.
And literally, like TikTok just told what I learned on TikTok recently was that you can delete your algorithm and start over. So I even did that. And here's what it just comes down to. The internet knows that I'm always going to take a brown person's word over a fucking pasty-faced Zionist colonizer.
Well, then how about you tell everyone what the 4B movement is?
So, do you know the Korean men, South Korean men, are like famously misogynistic? They are mean to beautiful Korean women. Hands down, are some of the most beautiful women in the world. You know what I mean?
I want to say I agree with everything that you're about to say in this, but also like I don't
really?
I feel like well I also feel like by you saying by not really knowing that they're some of the most misogynistic men in the world, like I just feel like. Like
no, this is according to the movement. This is according to the 4B movement.
Like with like people like Korean men that we know that isn't true. It's just one of those things. Do you know a Korean culture?
Are we talking about South Korea now or Koreans that you know here? Because that's not what we're doing.
No, agreed. I'm just saying that it always is one of those things where you just because TikTok told you something is true. But I hear you.
AC, I don't think you do because you're trying to fucking move it back to Tony watches too much TikTok, and this is where it gets irritating.
That's not what I'm that's not what I'm making it about. Hold on. Let me clarify before you rant about what I just said. Let me clarify what I'm saying. Is like, it just, I heard you say something that I don't know enough about, and I don't know if you know enough about based on one news story that you read.
I know a 4-year protest movement of South
Korean women. Yes, and that's what I want to talk about.
Korean men because of their misogyny. Do you think a group of women stop doing something for fucking no reason? Like, I don't understand.
No, 100%.
I just don't understand where your pivot was coming from.
Because you said South Korean men are the most misogynistic men in the world, and I just wanted to qualify that.
Which is what this movement says. This movement says that. So, and that is why there is a movement of South Korean women who are literally stopping birth rate right now.
Yes,
because it's been happening for 4 years. So the misogyny, do you know any other culture who's just stopping men right now?
No, and it's a movement that is well organized.
I feel like you were trying to think that like a South Korean who lives in LA.
No, it just sounds, it's one of those things where it's one of those things where you, I know that, like, you know, you didn't know what 4B stood for, and neither did I. So we had to look it up. So before we make full pronouncements like, South Korean men are the most misogynistic men in the world, I just wanted to qualify that we don't
know
enough.
I didn't know what 4B meant because I don't know Korean. And it all stands for fucking all the things.
Four Korean words.
But what I do know is the reason why they're doing it. And it's because they are not appreciated because the Korean men in South Korea, and I'm sorry if you're a South Korean American who might have your ego bruised, but if your ego bruised, maybe you're a fucking misogynist. Because if you're not a fucking misogynist, then you wouldn't need this devil's advocate bullshit. All right. You wouldn't fucking.
No,
need-
but my problem with it is because it's just one of those things. And this is where I do think TikTok is everything it turns into rage and generalizations about, you know, all South Korean men are misogynistic and the worst in the world.
The women have stopped.
I agree.
Fucking them.
Yeah.
What more proof do you need? I don't understand. You're like, oh, I don't like these broad strokes, fucking blah, blah, blah. It's so crazy when I'm telling you there's a fucking movement.
I love the movement.
So
I think the movement's good.
Major that it is stopping. Like, schools don't have kids in South Korea.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the thing. It is like the thing that's annoying to me. And now that we're talking about it, I am getting annoyed. Where it's like, you know, you find out about this movement, and it means all South Korean men are misogynists, just like all people who believe in Israel are terrible Zionists. And this is my problem. This is my problem with the way the world works.
You can't
now.
Be a Zionist sympathizer.
Yeah. So I just think it's good now that you know about this movement that you will learn more about what's going on in South Korea.
I just want to be clear that if you are a Zionist sympathizer, you are a bad person.
See, and that's
I want to make sure that is 100% clear on my part.
On your part. That's how you feel. And that is.
And I think that a movement of 4 years where South Korean women who live in South Korea are stopping their interactions with men to such a great deal that it is cutting the birth rate of an entire fucking country. Like, that is big. And to be here and be like, I don't know. Okay, if you're not misogynistic South Korean, if you're not that, then don't get butt hurt. Don't get butt hurt.
And that shows the effect of how good of, and hopefully all of the misogynistic men who want their culture to continue will change their ways. And I do hope.
I mean, I guess we'll see.
I hope that's what happens.
I guess we'll see. I mean, look.
That's what happens.
I'm like, look, they're going to have to, they have a lot of makeup time is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when you minimize it in a situation like that, it's like, look, that is to me proof positive that boycotts work. All right. So when you say that you can't buy Pop-Tarts because you love Pop-Tarts, these bitches don't act like these bitches don't love dick. Don't act like these bitches don't want it. They're just saying, no, I'm not doing it. And that's power. I won't minimize that.
There's a misogyny problem in South Korea. All right. That's just true.
I believe that there is. That is one way to put it. Yeah. That I'll listen to.
But if you think I'm fucking mad at this fucking men in South Korea, let's move to gringos in Mexico. Thank God. Gringos in Mexico.
Go home to your own country.
Go back to your own fucking country. Have you heard about this? No. Casey Lai. Have you heard about what is going on in Mazatlan, I believe, is the town in Mexico, where culturally they are known for bandas playing music in the streets. You know what I mean? But then you have these white fucking retirees who came there while they were working, and they came there for a vacation, and they just fell in love with it. And they made so much money that they want to retire there now. But guess what these fucking white fuckers are doing? They are trying to shut down restaurants that have been open for decades in these.
Seriously? Towns.
Yep. Because it's too loud. And they're there doing their golden years and they want it quiet. Blah, blah. Well, bitch, move to fucking Arizona. So yeah. There has been...
Move to Arizona. Move to Florida.
There has been well, you can't live there anymore because no one will insure a house. But
that's where you should live. Because if you move to Mexico and find it too loud, it turns out you don't like Mexicans. So don't move to Arizona either. Yeah. Just move to Florida. That's where you belong.
Yeah, because Cubans you'll get along with. They're more on par with quieter. How you believe.
That's a joke. Yeah.
But it's like, but there's protest. And bands are coming out and they're playing music in front of the fucking house that is fucking complaining and supporting the restaurants. And here's the thing, like, you can't come here and spend, you can't be in this country. And don't fucking tell me you didn't, you fucking white bastards.
Are you talking to me? I can't tell sometimes.
This is the point of you. It's not the you. Well, maybe. But I'm just saying, like, you can't live in this country for years and years and, like, clutch your pearls about border issues. Ooh, our border. We need a secure border. And then fucking take your old decrepit asses to another country that is more fun culturally because they have one. And be
good
fucking
point. Complaining Touché. About it. Well, we don't know who these whites are who moved down there. I can't imagine the border crisis yelling people are the ones who moved to Mexico. I just want to be clear about that. I can admit they're dumb.
I mean, there's a ton of white people down there. There's a ton of
white people. No, I agree, but who knows? But I can't imagine the person who's like, keep them out of this country, and is the same person who moved down there. I don't know.
I don't know if that's true. Listen, that what that looks like is they're trying to fucking gentrify a country. That's what that is. That is like, keep your fucking mayonnaise ass. Honey, then you're not rich enough. There's tons of jungle space and fucking like desert areas in Mexico. You could go and be quiet as fuck. Move there, you fucking losers.
But we like the food. we don't have the same food in the.
And here's
did you call
thing.
It jungle area?
And here's the thing: complain all you want about a mariachi coming into your fucking restaurant experience here in this country. Complain about that all you fucking want. Sure, like I get it. Don't go to Mexico and then be like, I don't know, they're awfully Mexican here, aren't they? Oh my god! Like, oh what. Ooh, I didn't know that a trumpet could sound like that. Oh, it's usually symphonies. Fuck you.
Symphonies?
I don't know what why.
I do a question. I love how you're conflating people. The same fucking people who are like, get out of my country and don't cross the border. Build a wall and a wall with enough soundproofing so I can hear my symphonies.
Listen, the same people that complain about shit like that are the same people mentally. All right.
So it just turns out all white people are bad. Right?
100%.
There we 100%. Go. Finally.
Like literally. But listen, I feel like indigenous people and below carbon screaming that forever. It's just now like it's just like you're all just really too many people are watching, you know, like it's like
too many people are watching what?
White folks. Too many people are watching white folks now and right. Seeing the ugliness of it. And it's hard to know.
Are there any good white people?
I pretty good.
You think you are pretty good?
Because you know, my father's Mexican, so you know, I have a little bit of, I got a little bit of spice. You know,
and so that's it.
You know, the spice. I think you're okay. I like, I like you well and good. You know what? For the most part, and
that's about it.
Listen, the
Fritz is good.
The only thing, who?
Alan, Fritz and Alan.
Oh, 100%. Love them. Like, yeah. First of all, yeah. Because they make you irritated too with their their progressive thoughts. So, you know, there's a few, but you have to earn it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to work harder. It's like why I like to fuck short guys, because I like someone to work for it. You know what I mean? We have come to the end of our Sunday matinee.
Lively
Power Half Hour. Can you believe
church?
We went a little over.
You went a little over.
I feel like you were poking. Casey, you little poker, tell people what you're up to and what you're doing.
I'm short, so I poke harder.
I mean, how does
I'm really work? Good at poking.
Just say it.
You can see me Wednesday at the Better Half Comedy Show at, I believe, Bar Bandini in Echo Park.
See, he's already booking fucking gigs on Wednesday. He doesn't care. He'll fucking already like.
Why not Wednesdays now? We also might not be able to do next week because I'm going to be in Rhode Island.
Oh, we'll if you're going to be out of town, like, it's fine.
And then that's it for now. Social media, Casey Ley on Instagram. I don't have a TikTok because I'm a white oppressive person.
See, that's why I like you, because you can wear it sometimes. Y'all. if you like me, do I have anything coming up? Oh my God, I'm reading the fucking kids this weekend.
Oh God, you're going to get murdered.
What is Sunday? The 13th? I think it's the 13th. Wait.
Next Sunday or today?
Next Sunday.
Wait, it's the 14th.
Oh shit, I'm thinking it's next week. Wait, where are what?
Next Sunday is the 14th.
Next Sunday, the 14th, the next Box Stars with at Precinct with me.
So you're not reading to kids? You're showing
on Saturday.
You're showing adult men off.
On Saturday, I'm reading. This is my life. On Saturday, I'm reading to children. On Sunday, I am hosting a go-go person competition. And that is why Christians want
hey,
a
day.
I am the Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to see what I'm doing in drag, it is Tony Soto Productions on Instagram. Until next week or the week after, who knows? I am just here and Casey's schedule runs my life. Goodbye.